Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're continuing on in Perek Chaf Hey of Hilchos Sanhedrin. But once again, the Perek begins with the responsibilities of the Dayan to the Tzibur. Shalol Hatil Aleihem Ema, Shalol Hashem Shamayim. And the second halacha in that Perek, once again, the Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, Afal Pishem Shvelim V'Hedyotim. That sense of kavod, and then concomitantly, kederech, right, shechayiv hadayan, right, kach, there is a chiyuv on the tzibur. We tried to argue yesterday that chiyuv of kvod hadayan, right, a kishem and kach, or kederech and kach in this case, is reflective of a very important concept, namely that it's really part of the same mechayiv. It's all about kivod shamayim. That's why we started the parak with lahatil ema. Shalol l'shem shamayim al hatzibur. The whole permission structure of emas hadayan is kavod shamayim. So if it's shalol l'shem shamayim, it's sort of like, you know, self deification. And we said that's really the idea of atzaveh eschem. Right? The dayanim have to have a sense of that the dayan is the embodiment of kavod haTorah, and you know, and therefore he has to be treated as such. But he also has to facilitate that he shouldn't be mizbazeh bifneihem, and you know, kalus rosh. Which again, the you know, Hagus Maimonios quotes, you know, based on the Yerushalmi, is Lasos Malach. I pointed out yesterday that really can't be what the Rambam meant, because that's this halacha. So halacha dal kevin shenismad the parnas al tibor asar b'asiyas malacha b'fnei shloshes based on Gemara Kiddushin and Daf Ayin, right? Where Rav Yehuda sees Rav Nachman in the Harda engaging in certain malacha and gets very upset. Kedesh lo yisbaze b'fneihem. So again, previously, it had something to do with, you know, overall conduct. We mentioned the truth of the Chasam Sofer, about a Shisuki. Im ha-melacha b'rabim asura lav kavachomer lechov lishtos lishtaker b'fnei rabim uvechnisas ha-me'aretz uvesudas mireyos. The Nesivos in the Choshen Mishpat and Simen Chas is mechalik. He says if it's sudas mitzvah, he's allowed to eat, but he shouldn't be mishtaker. If it's just a social gathering, it's not really appropriate for the Rav or the Dayan to eat, you know, with people. Etc. From the language of the Rambam says, "Kavachomer lechov lishto shuz lishtaker b'fnei rabim." I think it could be yesh panim lechan ulechan, achila and shesia and shechrus, meaning they're all problematic, or maybe achila and shesia, you know, derech shechrus, knisas ame haaretz sudas mireus. And maybe there's a permission structure for Sudas Mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't mention Sudas Mitzvah, so it sounds like he's mostly concerned about a Knisa Sameh Haaretz, you know, and, you know, a kind of a, just a fraternal social gathering, Sudas Mitzvah. I think the Rambam would have a permission, but again, in a very dignified way, for sure. And then the Rambam says something, which again sounds like a peration, but it's actually, I think, very much to the point in terms of our Mahalach. Oy lehem lo samadayanim shenagu bekach. May elbon teres mesha shebizu dinavi shpiluad eretz vigiuad afar vigarmu ra lahen vliv nevneim bolam azel lalam haba. They said they're not just mevaza themselves, right? This whole thing is a bizui hatorah. Again, we're not so worried about the personal kavod of the dayan. This isn't about, you know, him. This is about kavod hatorah. So just like he has to be mechabed them, because after all, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, took them out of Mitzrayim and the Yam Segula. Right, and they are the, you know, the bearers of the Torah in that respect. So they have to be mechabed him as the embodiment of Moshe Rabbeinu in that door. So again, there's a very important balance that we're talking about here. You know, that goes bidirectionally, but in the end it's all about really, you know, the Torah, the kavod hatorah. We'll continue on with the role of Shliach Bezdin.